السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. رسالة الدرو الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The topic that we are most in need to learn about. What do you think I'm going to say? Taqwa? You think Masjidul Aqsa? You think this guy's just mad and passionate about one thing? That's all he talks about. What do you think I'm going to say? Ikhlas? You're right. Wasim's right. The topic that we are in need to learn about the most is about Allah. This is the most important topic, the most virtuous topic, the most rewarding topic, and what we need the most. Now, when I say that, for a lot of us, we think, we already know who Allah is. Knowing who is Allah and what kind of a relationship we should have with Him, this is the most important and significant topic, and the greatest knowledge on planet Earth is the knowledge of Allah. This is the greatest knowledge. And it's the greatest topic. This topic requires struggle, effort, and sacrifice. We have to think, how much struggle have I made to gain this knowledge? How much effort have I made behind this knowledge? What sacrifices have I made to gain this knowledge? If we want to find ultimate peace, if we want to find contentment, if we want to find tranquility, it's going to come when we make an effort and a sacrifice to learn about who is Allah, how our relationship with Him should be, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Then we will find that in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, we will understand what peace means, tranquility means, and contentment means. That means that even though we will go through problems in living, that somebody might be grieving, but at the same time, be content. Yes, grief and being content. Somebody might be very sad, but very grateful at the same time. At the moment, we think these are two separate things. You can be this or this. No. To be extremely scared and frightened, but to also have tawakkul. This is when you know who is Allah and how Allah works, despite your situation, despite your troubles, because in the world we're going to have ups and downs, knowing who Allah is and how Allah works, this will give you peace of mind, contentment, tranquility. And when we journey through the Quran, we learn and we find that the prophets of Allah, despite them being prophets, now this sound might sound a little bit controversial, but I'm going to back it up with Quran. The prophets of Allah, despite being prophets, even then they continued learning this topic. Because learning about Allah never ends. Learning about Allah never ends. The need to learn about Allah will never come to an end. You can never learn enough about who is Allah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a prophet, Prophet Uzair alayhi salam. The Quran says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Allah speaks about Prophet Uzair alayhi salam. It doesn't say there was anybody else around, nobody. It's speaking about Jerusalem. The town is Jerusalem. Jerusalem has totally been destroyed and annihilated by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. And Allah mentions in the Quran, that أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Prophet Uzair alayhi salam, riding on his donkey, he passed by the destroyed Jerusalem. And he said, قَالَ أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He's a Nabi. Of course he knows who is Allah. And he said a question. The question, he says, how is Allah going to revive this destroyed city once again? We're looking at Gaza now, and we're seeing, people are saying it would take this many years to rebuild Gaza after the destruction. This was a total destruction of Jerusalem that had taken place, Quran speaks about. And a Nabi of Allah passes from there. And he says, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha." I want to learn. He knows Allah can do it, but he wanted to learn more. I want to learn, how is Allah going to do it? I know he can do it. He didn't doubt. If he was in doubt for one moment, would you be a Muslim? Can we imagine for a moment a Nabi of Allah doubting in Allah's power? He didn't have doubt, but he wanted to learn more. Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha. Immediately, Allah wanted to teach him. And to teach him, he made him go under struggle, effort, sacrifice. What did he do? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Quran says, for 100 years, Allah gave him death. Allah gave him death immediately. On asking this question, he wanted to learn death for 100 years. And that's a painful thing. That's a struggle. I mean, you've lost your family. You've lost your belongings. You've lost your life. You've lost everything you knew. And now, فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. After 100 years, Allah resurrects him again and asks him a question. كَمْ لَبِثْتْ. This is Quran. How long did you sleep for? So he says, يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. One day, half a day. That's how it felt like to him. One day, half a day. Allah says, no. بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. You slept for 100 years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, that فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Uzair, you wanted to know, you wanted to learn more about me, here I'm going to teach you. A Nabi of Allah is learning about Allah. Look at your food and look at your drink. 100 years has passed and it hadn't rotten away. And as you know, food is the thing that rots the quickest in this world. The quickest thing to rot is food. And some types of food rot even quicker. You keep a salad out for a couple of hours, you don't want to eat it afterwards. You cut up a fruit, and within an hour, you start seeing it rotting immediately. 100 years had passed. And this is trying to see now. When you say, Allah, I know who is Allah, but seeing, trying to find these examples in your life of seeing who is Allah and how Allah works in your life, it applies to you. This is not the story of Uzair. This is your story. How can you find Allah in your life? You can be with Allah in every scenario. It doesn't matter what scenario it is. And then Allah says, now look at your donkey. Now the donkey, there was nothing left of the donkey besides the bones. Totally disintegrated. And as he's looking at the donkey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, he's looking at the donkey, وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكْ وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ الْعِظَامِ. He says, look at the bones. What happened now? That the bones started to come together. You wanted to know how Allah is going to revive the city of Jerusalem? Allah showing him. The bones structure together to make the carcass of a donkey. And then, ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. Then Allah clothes it with flesh. And then the skin. And then the donkey is standing upright. Now, that's all done. He reached the conclusion. To learn one name of Allah. Not 99. The value of learning just one name of Allah. He went through this. Allah made him go through such a strenuous process. Struggle, sacrifice, death. For 100 years to learn one name of Allah. What was it? Wa'alam, he says at the end of this, Wa'alam, anna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. One name of Allah, Al-Qadir. He says, I know that Allah has the capability to do everything. Are you saying he didn't know before? Of course he knew before. But this is Uzair alayhi. Who amongst us doesn't believe that Allah can do everything? We say that all the time. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Don't we say that all the time? But when you fall sick, what happens then? Where does it go then? When your marriage breaks down and somebody's divorced and they're waiting and they're thinking, oh, it's never going to work. Somebody loses their job, I'm never going to find a job. But it's at that time, in those moments, this is why we need to keep learning. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Because when we know who is Allah, it will drive us to making dua to Allah. Because we will believe the divine power of dua is in knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And as soon as this finishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts another story about another prophet who has to go through even more effort. And that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam is no ordinary prophet. He was one of the greatest prophets of Allah. Allah teaches you and me and shows us in the Quran how Ibrahim learned who is Allah through effort, sacrifice and struggle. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, oh Allah, can you show me how you're going to revive the dead? How? Allah said, أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِن? Don't you believe? He says, Bala, of course I believe. Like, is there a question about the belief of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Rather, I'm going to go a step further. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says regarding him, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah says, we showed Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens. The ulama say Ibrahim was shown the arsh. Ibrahim was shown the malaika. Some say he even saw Jannah and Nar. Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown all of this. You think he's going to be in any doubt? Despite that, Ibrahim is still understanding, I need to learn more about Allah. I need to know more about Allah's names. More about Allah's attributes. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked by Allah, don't you believe? He says, no, بَلَا وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Of course I know, but I want to update my knowledge. I want to move. Ulama say, أَرَادَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ أَنْ يَرْتَقِي مِنْ عِلْمٍ لَقِيَقِينَ إِلَىٰ عَيْنِ الْيَقِينَ. He want to advance in his knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just tell him, yeah, this is who I am. Allah gave him a project. He gave him a project. Allah said, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. You probably heard this story hundreds of times, but I want you to really think about what's happening in this story. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take four birds. Some ulama of mufassirin, they have mentioned that it was a peacock, a pigeon, a crow, and a hen. Now, just to go out to search for these four types of birds is not an easy task. So that's the first thing. Go and find four particular birds. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. And now you have to cut them up into pieces. Cut all of the birds into pieces. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Cut them all into pieces. So he chops them all up. And he cuts them all up. ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِنْهُنَّ جُزْعًا. Now take different parts of these birds and put them on four mountains. Some ulama say seven mountains. Most of them say four. Now I want you to pause. I want you to think about something you've never thought about before. Climbing a mountain. This is part of the story that we miss out. Learning about Allah requires struggle, effort and sacrifice. How much sacrifice have you made to learn about who is Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's on the highest level of anybody who can know Allah. Despite that, he's going through all of this. Climbing a mountain. To climb Mount Everest today takes 4 months. To climb Mount Everest today takes 4 months. And to come back down, it takes 4 weeks. Today. In those days, the mountains were much taller than they are today. After erosion, the mountains we're seeing are not the same as they used to be. Over the years, because of erosion, even to us, the mountains look huge. But they were much taller. Imagine this, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this is a project that didn't take 1 hour or 2 hours. It could have taken months, it could have taken years to do in those days. فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْعًا. He goes, he's going through. What about his people? Does he need to invite them towards Allah? What if they go astray? What if somebody comes? What about this event or that event? When it came to learning about Allah, all that was put on aside. Because learning about who is Allah is the most grand thing you can do in this world. There's nothing greater than this. The knowledge of who is Allah. And he goes on these mountains. Just imagine for a moment how he went and he climbed. And he had to go to the peak of the mountain. And then he comes back down. And then he goes to another one. And like this, four mountains or seven mountains. Mr. Sakhawat goes regularly rock climbing. You know how it is, how strenuous it is to go on something as small as, you know, what we have in Wales. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ دْعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيًا. The ulama say he was holding the four heads. The four heads of the birds were with him. And then he had to call them out. As he called them, Allah showed him that from one mountain to the other, what's happening? The blood of one bird is going into the right bird. The veins, the vessels, the flesh, the skin, the feathers, the beak, the paws, everything's coming together. It didn't, not even one drop went into the other one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he tells us regarding us, قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا. Allah says regarding us, when mankind die, there's millions of people who have decomposed into the earth. Like everyone's bits have mixed into everyone else's bits. How is Allah going to revive on the day of judgment and make sure that your blood comes into you and not in anybody else? Your cell comes into you and not in anybody else. Your fingerprint comes back to you and not to anybody else. This is what Ibrahim alayhi salam was being shown. And as each bird came, it connected to the right head that he was holding. My point of telling you this is, at the end of all of this, what happened? Why did he do all of this? Just to learn two names of Allah, that's it. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. That's it. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. No, Allah is Al-Aziz, Allah is Al-Hakim. He's the Almighty. Always know in every situation, Allah is the Almighty. And oh Ibrahim, know very well, Allah is the all-wise. Didn't Ibrahim come through so many tests in his life, problems in living afterwards? He had to separate from his family, go through difficulties, sacrifice. Why was it that he didn't question Allah then? And we question Allah. He understood who is Allah. You know, this sacrifice that he made in learning about who is Allah, it proved so beneficial for him later on in life. You will never find Ibrahim saying, oh Allah, I love you so much, I'll do everything you say. I'm not going to sacrifice my son. You don't hear him say that. We do that. Oh Allah, we love you. We love Islam. But you know what? I'm not going to grow the beard. Oh, we love Islam. Not going to wear the hijab. Oh, we're okay with Islam, but Fajr, no, that's not for me. We might not say it with our tongues, but we start questioning the command of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam understood Allah is all wise. So knowing with conviction, whatever Allah has ordained for me, even though I find it hard and challenging and difficult, and that's okay because you're a human being, but to accept it, trusting Allah that Allah knows better. Allah is Aziz and Hakim. And like this, we can continue. Maryam alayhi salam, we find she was in her chamber in Masjid al-Aqsa. What happens? Zakariya alayhi salam arrives. This is another Nabi. A Nabi of Allah. A Nabi. A great prophet. And he finds every time he comes into her chamber, she has summer fruits in winter, winter fruits in summer. What's Zakariya alayhi salam doing? He said, didn't he know that Allah can do everything? Didn't he know that Allah can... of course he knows. We all know. But learning about Allah doesn't stop even for the prophets. They continued their journey in learning about who is Allah, because it's the most sacred science on this earth, if we could call it that. When he said, Maryam, anna laki hada, where do you get this from? What did she say? Min indillah. This comes to me from Allah. At that time, in that moment, Zakariya alayhi salam was so inspired, he learned something and he thought, wow, if Allah can do this for you, he's just leveled up now. Think Allah can give me a child. I'm old. He was 90 years old. Allah made him go through the ages and stay without a child until the age of 90. Do you know why? Because he made Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah innaka sami'u ad-du'a, to learn one of Allah's names, as-sami', the one who always listens to du'a. And how do we know that's what he learned? Because when he made du'a, he says, "Oh Allah, you've never let me down. I've been calling to you for the same thing for the last 90 years. Even though you haven't given it to me, I'm convinced that you always listen and you always respond." And this is what we see in the life of Zakariya alayhi salam. In conclusion, on a daily basis, you and I can also connect with Allah. For example, what about Allah's generosity? Allah is al-mu'ti, the one who gives. When you pray your salah, how many times is it multiplied? You say subhanallah. Allah has just given you, what has He given you? He's given you a tree in Jannah. You said one subhanallah and you've been given a tree in Jannah. You say more times, you get a palace in Jannah. Now, isn't this generosity of Allah that you said, like it took you 2 seconds. How kind is Allah? How willing is Allah to give and to forgive and to grant you the palaces of Jannah? You don't have to do much. But when we engage with Allah, and this is what Allah has given us, immediately that should now take me that in the sight of Allah, what He values is the deen. What He values is Jannah. That's something so valuable to Allah. If He's going to give you something so valuable, don't you think when you raise your hands and you ask Allah, Allah's not going to give you some of this world? Of course He will. Don't you think He'll fix your marriage problems? Don't you think He'll grant you good health? Don't you think He'll give you a better financial life? Don't you think He'll take your worries and concerns away? Don't you think He will guide your misguided children? Don't you think Allah will bring peace in your home? But the issue is, if we don't know who is Allah, we won't turn to Him. And one of the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say this. This is how people described him. That whenever he faced a difficulty, the first thing he would do is turn to salah and dua. This is how people described him. He didn't say this. People described him because that was always his case. Because he recognized who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. I invite you now, after listening to this, every Sunday at the Great Fajr campaign, we learn one name of Allah every week. And we've been doing this for the last so many weeks. And this is the greatest knowledge that you can learn. So if not for anything else, I invite you to come for this. 6:45 is Salatul Fajr on Sunday. Brothers, sisters, children are all welcome to attend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. If you can stand up in our places and fill in the gaps, please. Jazakumullah. Keep moving forward until all the gaps are filled.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Innal hamdulillah. Innal hamdulillahil malikil quddus ar-rahman ar-rahim. الذي يحيي ويميت ويفعل ما يريد. نحمده حمدا طيبا مباركا ونستغفره غفران العظيم ونسأله الرضا والجنة ونعوذ به من النار وعذاب السعير. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، خير من دعا إلى رضوانه والفوز بالجنان، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عباد الله، من هو الله؟ هو المحيي والمميت، الرزاق القوي المتين، الذي إذا أراد شيئا قال له كن فيكون. تأملوا قصص القرآن الذي تجلى القلوب وتثبت الإيمان. نبدأ بقصة عزير عليه السلام حين أماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه ليكون آية للناس وليدرك حقيقة قدرة الله تعالى. قال الله تعالى: وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما. وفي آخر الآية: واعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. فهذا هو درس عزير، فهم أن الله على كل شيء قدير، وأن الموت والحياة بيده سبحانه وتعالى. وكم مر عزير بتجربة عظيمة وبلاء طويل ليتعرف على قدرة الله. ومن هنا نفهم لماذا يعرف أهل غزة وفلسطين من هو الله، فبالرغم من الإبادة البشعة والاحتلال الظالم الذي يعانون، تعلموا أن المحن تزيدهم قربا من الله وتعرفهم قدرته وعظمته. ففي كل معاناة يزدادون إيمان وثقة في الحي القيوم. وتذكروا إبراهيم عليه السلام حين قال: رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى، فأمره الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يمسك بأربعة طيور ويصعد بها إلى 4 جبال ثم يناديهن، فجاءت الطيور إليه بقدرة العزيز الحكيم. قال تعالى: واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. انظروا إلى الجهد العظيم والتضحية الكبيرة التي بذلها إبراهيم حين تسلق الجبال وقطع الطيور، كل ذلك ليفهم حكمة الله وعزته. وانظروا إلى قصة مريم عليها السلام في محرابها في مسجد الأقصى، كانت تجد عندها رزقا عجيبا، فسألها زكريا عليه السلام: أنى لك هذا؟ قالت: هو من عند الله. فتعلم زكريا أن الله هو الرزاق، فدعا ربه بيقين وقال: ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. فاستجاب له السميع الدعاء ورزقه يحيى بعد أن بلغ من الكبر عتيا. زكريا عليه السلام عاش 90 سنة بلا أولاد، ولكنهم لم ييأس برحمة الله. إخوتي في الله، تعلموا أسماء الله وصفاته، هو علم لا ننتهي منه، ومهما بلغنا من العلم نحتاج إلى الإخلاص والعمل والمجاهدة لنفهم حكمة ربنا وقدرته. وكما تعلم الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام في كل مرافق حياتهم وتعرفوا على ربهم في كل محنة ومحنة، علينا أيضا أن نتعلم أن كل بلاء وكل نعمة فرصة لنقترب من الله أكثر، ونكون كما كانوا مخلصين في الدعاء، ملتزمين في الصلاة، ومتوكلين على رب العالمين. والعبرة التي نأخذ من القصص الأنبياء هي أنهم تعرفوا على الله من خلال التضحية والجهد والصبر. فعزير عليه السلام علمنا أن الله على كل شيء قدير، وإبراهيم عليه السلام علمنا أن الله عزيز حكيم، وزكريا عليه السلام علمنا أن الله السميع الدعاء. فلنتعلم أن نكون دائما في صلة مع الله، متعرفين على عظمته وأسمائه الحسنى، وتموجهين إليه بصلاتنا ودعائنا كما فعل الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والتسليم. عباد الله، تعلموا أسماء الله والتفكر في قدرته هو مفتاح الخير كله. وكما تعلم أهل فلسطين من خلال الصبر والمعاناة أن الله معهم، علينا أيضا أن ندرك أن كل مصيبة هي فرصة للقرب من الله، وكل فرحة هي نعمة توجب الشكر. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، ويستغفروا يغفر لكم، ودعوه يستجيب لكم، وتعرفوا إليه في الرخاء يعرفكم في الشدة. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذي الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا اللهم فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم. اللهم أنج المستضعفين من المؤمنين. اللهم أنج المستضعفين من المؤمنين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم آتهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك. اللهم كن لهم عونا وظهيرا وناصرا ومعينا. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم انصرهم على القوم الكافرين. اللهم من أراد بهم سوءا فأشغله بنفسه. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وامه آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من كيد الغاصبين. اللهم أعد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين واستعملنا في تحريره يا رب العالمين. وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Just a few announcements to make. First of all, inshallah, tomorrow we'll be having our Muslim kids retreat at the masjid. Please see the poster outside and register your children to attend. It's open to boys and to girls, inshallah. It'll be happening in the evening after Salatul Maghrib. So this is for boys and for girls. Also, smashing parties will be here, inshallah, selling the burgers for anyone that's interested. And as usual, funds will be going towards Palestine as well. Also, we have a very important careers event. If you've got any children that are youth, will be looking to going into work or college or university, this is a great opportunity. After Salatul Isha, inshallah, tomorrow at the masjid, again, it'll be segregated. There'll be facilities for brothers and for sisters. Got many professionals coming and speaking about their careers and how we can give advice to our young people. So we request everybody to make an effort to attend and inform others about these events. And once again, the Great Fajr campaign, inshallah, continues this Sunday. Let's make a little sacrifice. The Prophet's made enormous sacrifice to learn about who is Allah. We're asking for a couple of hours of your time and to sacrifice your sleep. 6:45 is Salatul Fajr on Sunday. We look forward to seeing you all, inshallah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jad minkal jad. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihhata wal 'iffata wal amana wa husnul khuluq wal ridha'a bil qadr. Ya shafiyal amrad ishfi maradana wa shfi maradal muslimin. Allahumma anta as-shafi la shifaa'a illa shifaa'uk shifaa'an la yughadiru saqama. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihhata wal 'iffata wal amana وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Yeah, Zara Khan, 3.5 months, she's been in ICU. Make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants her afiyah and shifa.